I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Boko Haram recently lost a key leader, but there's still a dangerous threat. World Watch Monitor's Ilya Jadi says the Islamist group gains followers in northern Nigeria on promises of security and belonging. There's a better answer to hopelessness than the one Boko Haram provides. His name is Jesus Christ. Jadi says churches in northern Nigeria who are tangibly spreading Jesus' hope need encouragement.
They need to support the churches and make them in position to deal with the root cause of that poverty. By setting up schools, health facilities, development projects, so that children can be able to go to school, can be able to go to university, and after university to get a job, a perspective. And that's what the churches are doing, filling the gap.
And Cry Out recently held their annual Incense and Fire prayer gathering in Lebanon. Nationals and internationals joined together to sing and pray. Cry Out's Peter says through this event,
we're trying to, in a sense, encourage local churches, not just once a year, but on a regular basis, to engage in worship and in intercession. And we sense that people catch it as they come and experience just an ongoing sort of prayer. We think that prayer is the best sort of way to see God break through and bring many people to himself.
As more people are praying, there's greater transformation throughout the Near East. There are even houses of prayer being established. Cry Out is encouraging the local church to continue praying for the region, and your prayer is needed too. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.